This morning on today's Relationships, Love and Looks. Ladies, if you're smoking hot, well, guess what? You might want to stay, or you think you should have a hubby who's just as good looking as you are, but turns out a striking new study is turning conventional wisdom upside down.
Whether you think you're a nerd or not, why don't you just come down here and join us, okay?
Hollywood has been poking fun at the phenomenon for decades. The ugly guy who wins over the beautiful woman. From Marilyn Monroe in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, with my baby by and by, to Sex and the City, where stunning Charlotte falls into an unlikely romance with Harry.
Believe me, I never thought a shiksa goddess like you would fall for a putz like me.
So ladies, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, should you ditch the good-looking guys and go for the geek?
Oh, Harry.
Maybe.
Jim McNulty is a social psychologist who conducted the study, and Robbie Ludwig is a psychotherapist. Good morning. Nice to have you both here.
Good morning.
So, Jim, you did a study. It involved some 82 newlywed couples, and you found that the more unattractive the man, I guess, in the relationship, then the happier the relationship was. But these are newlyweds, right? Aren't they supposed to be happy anyway?
They're newlyweds, and they were happy anyway, certainly. Yeah. And they behaved positively. So we were just interested to know what role physical attractiveness actually plays in marriage. We know it matters in the beginning of relationships. But what about
certainly
marriage?
Certainly is the draw.
Yeah.
Physical attraction.
Certainly. But once I know you, does your physical attractiveness still matter? So what we did was we took some videotapes we had where people were discussing a personal goal, these newlywed couples. And we recorded the recordings, went back and watched them for the positivity, negativity, and the behavior, and also rated the physical attractiveness of the husband and of the wife, and found out that when it was the spouses did not do the ratings. We had a team of objective raters,
right.
And surprisingly, they actually agreed fairly well, and that's kind of consistent with the literature.
It's not the most scientific studies, what you're saying, but I guess that there is some psychology, though, behind this.
It's definitely a scientific study in the sense that the objective raters all agreed about who was attractive. When they agreed that the husband was the more attractive person in the relationship, the behaviors that other people saw when they watched the videotapes tended to be more negative, both the husband and the wife. The flip side was also true. When the wife was more attractive, both people behaved more smoothly. And they were support discussions. So they were discussing a personal goal. If you have a personal goal, does your husband help you meet that goal?
So the husband is basically trying harder, I guess, in
exactly.
this instance.
Exactly.
Trying harder to maintain the relationship.
That's exactly what's going on.
He's going to do more if his wife or his girlfriend is more attractive.
Right.
Robbie, does this kind of add up to what you actually see in your... being an expert of relationships?
Not necessarily. I mean, there are also studies that show that people are kind of drawn to other people who match their attractiveness level. But having said that, certainly our partner is an extension of who we are and how we want to present ourselves. So if we feel that our partner is not living up to what's important to us, then that can somehow impact our marital satisfaction.
Is there some evolutionary concept that plays into
yeah.
this?
Yeah. First of all, beauty feels good,
yeah.
and it also signifies health.
I mean, women are looking for a little bit different things, too. I think
we're
in a relationship,
you're
going to be a good father
That's
to your
right.
children. I mean, you probably are influenced by power and intelligence.
Sure, because that signifies being taken care of, having children who could be safe. So women are more pragmatic, and men, I think more biologically. Who can I have as many children with? And also, you know, if someone is really good-looking and you're a woman, then it can feel like I'm with somebody who's very youthful, who makes me look successful.
Mm-hmm.
So our partners certainly do help us to feel a certain way.
Let's bottom line this, Jim, because this is not to say then, though, if I'm quoting you or taking the study correctly, that if you're a woman and you're single and you're looking for a mate, then you're better off looking for a frog than looking for Prince Charming?
No, the headlines that are out there have taken it a little bit too far. This is an average finding, and there are many factors that matter to marriage. It's surprising that this one does matter, but certainly there are other things. And I think the take-home message then is, if you meet your partner's goals, that partner is going to work harder to maintain the relationship.
Everybody
that's
should
kind of
be working harder to maintain the relationship. I think that's the bottom line. Jim McNulty and Robbie Ludwig, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.